Good evening. Here's the 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashutiku. First, the headlines. 10 bills, amongst them that on settlement and local taxation, are under scrutiny at the National Assembly. 200 artists are expected to take part in the 15th edition of the Fashion and Design Careers Forum that will run from the 16th to the 23rd of this month in Yaoundé. The Indomitable Lions remain on top of Pool J of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers with 11 points and zero defeat under head coach Mark Brace. The news in full. 10 bills from the executive deemed admissible by the chairman's conference have been communicated to members of the National Assembly during a plenary sitting chaired by the senior deputy speaker, Honorable Hilarion Etong. Among the proposed bills are the Settlement Bill of the Republic of Cameroon for the 2023 financial year, a bill on local taxation, and another to organize the civil registration system in the country. The Senate has paid homage to one of their Senator Carl Moses Mbufong, who died last September following an illness. During the solemn ceremony at the Senate chaired by the Senate Vice President, His Majesty Mfotabe Tandon Jepson, the valuable contribution made by the late parliamentarians to the Upper House of Parliament were highlighted. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe reports.
Sorrow filled the air at the Senate hemicycle as senators and some members of government converged to bid farewell to the late Senator Carl Moses Mbufong, who had barely served in that capacity for just a little over a year before death came calling. His incisive and informed contributions during deliberations within the Committee on Economic Affairs, Planning and Regional Development were lauded by Senate Vice President Mfotabe Tando in his eulogy. His peers in Parliament keep fond memories of him, Senator Ngafusin Emmanuel and Honorable Njingu Musa.
He was very, very active, and since he's a professor, he's very much interested in anything that concerns education, and that he was going to do everything to see to it that our educational system is very much harmonized.
He attached with me, started doing a lot of politics. He was so useful in political work, and many times the Central Committee designated him as delegate to undertake certain activities of politics in Okutunje and in Norwest.
An amazing family man he was. Tessim Bofung and Gordon Bofung are his relatives.
I was so fond of him. He was so fond of me. One thing that I'll never forget is his mentorship, his ability to always make you to keep striving further.
He was an amazing father, an amazing uncle. He made sure that all the family was always together, visiting family members and also trying to take care of everybody.
The late emeritus professor, Senator Mbofung, was a leading figure in the scientific world, and his reputation extended far beyond Cameroon. He will be buried in Bamesi, Ndop, where he was born some 74 years ago.
A consignment of heavy agricultural machinery and spare parts acquired by the government of Cameroon to boost agricultural production in the country has been handed over to the National Center for Studies and Experimentation in Agricultural Mechanization. The Prime Minister, Head of Government Joseph Diongute, has prescribed that the equipment be made available to public and private agro-businesses to help boost national production and reduce imports. Star Building Correspondent Christian Chiap.
The machines, which have been retroceded to the National Center for Studies and Experimentation in Agricultural Mechanization, include tractors, bulldozers, harvesters, excavators, and a variety of other vehicles and equipment needed to open up production basins, clear and stabilize farmlands, and transport crops, seedlings, and other equipment. The machines were acquired by the government of Cameroon under two projects and through cooperation with India at the cost of about $80 billion. During the retrocession ceremony, attended by members of government, directors general, and heads of agro-industries, the machines were described as crucial to Cameroon's drive towards import substitution and agricultural mutation. The Director General of Cinema, André Caroline Mebande Baté, said the machines put her center in a strong position to help boost agricultural production in Cameroon. The Minister of the Economy, Alamin Usman May, said the acquisition of the machines and their retrocession to cinema aim at boosting food self-sufficiency in the country. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote, in his keynote, thanked the Indian High Commissioner to Cameroon for his country's support towards the materialization of the projects. He noted that the machines are a result of President Paul Biya's promise to create a tractor assembly plant in Ebolova. Joseph Dangote invited the GM of Cinema to put in place an aggressive and efficient strategy to ensure that agro-industries like Semri, CDC, and private promoters get access to the machines under favorable conditions. He invited business persons, rural actors, and farmers' associations to make maximum use of the machines, which he says have been put at their disposal by the President of the Republic. Christian Cheatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
And after a working visit to Marwa in the far north region, the Minister of Housing and Urban Development is in a two-day working visit in the north regional city of Garowa to inaugurate some facilities of the C2D Regional Capital Program, worth 30 billion CFA francs, funded by the French Development Agency. The minister has enjoined the population to make judicious use of the eco-friendly park and the over 70 commercial stands at the Yalwa main market. She was speaking in the presence of the French ambassador to Cameroon, Thierry Marchand, North Governor Jean Abate Diya, and the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Gabriel Mbairobe, amongst other top officials of the North region. This Thursday, the minister will officially inaugurate other facilities and conclude with a visit to the Garowa Central Mosque. Here in an interview selected by Maimuna Njoya, the minister, Celestine Kecha-Cotes, underlines the plans.
We are now inaugurating Park Boise, who will bring more resources to the local authorities. We have inaugurated Jardin Land 2000, which is a wonderful place where a family can be with their children and where they can have some good moment in the restaurant. And we have now inaugurated this market, which were not modern, but today you have shops, but you have this open place, you have toilet, you have water. These are enable environment that will improve the business of our parents who operate here. So I'm very happy to be at this end, happy for the income of C2D program, happy the population are so happy. I'm happy to see that they are happy on what the head of state did for Garowa.
The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kecha-Cotes, speaking there to the CRTV in Garowa. The Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the PCC, opens the polls next Monday, November 18, for the election of a new moderator and synod clerk. This was officially revealed in a press briefing organized by the National Communication Office of the PCC to explain the electoral process. Bridget Ndep Assam Biwan has the details.
Coming on the wake of the Synod of Blessed Assurance, which will end with the election of a new moderator and synod clerk of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the press briefing aims to educate Christians of the PCC and the entire public. The Reverend Ajime Nelson, secretary to PCC moderator and secretary of the scholarship board, highlights on the electoral process.
At the level of the synod committee, there will be 59 persons who will nominate from the three shortlisted for the office of the moderator and the three shortlisted for the office of the synod clerk. These 59 will nominate two for the office of the moderator, two for the office of the synod clerk. And this will be presented to the synod meeting, during which one will be elected for the office of the moderator and one elected from the office of the synod clerk.
According to the PCC constitution, both the clergy and laity take part in the election of the church's hierarchy. The Reverend Ajime Nelson attests.
We'll be having chairpersons and synod representatives from the various presbyteries and one clergy, the presbyterial secretary. We also have heads of departments who are laity.
Being an inclusive church, the over 2 million Christians of the PCC are expected to pray for the electorate to select whoever God appoints and anoints to be moderator and synod clerk of the church. Boya, Bridget, Ndep, Assam, Mbiwan, CRTV.
Over 200 artists from across the country are expected to participate in the 15th edition of the Fashion and Design Careers Forum under the Team Ecosystem. The information was disclosed by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy, Handicraft, Achille Basilikin III. The event will take place at the National Museum in Yaoundé from the 16th to the 23rd of November. We have the details with Apong Seate.
The 15th edition of the Fashion and Design Careers Forum will be held from November 16th at the National Museum in Yaoundé. The event will be showcasing the work of over 200 Cameroonian artists. This year's forum, organized by the Cameroon Fashion Designers Center, carries the theme Ecosystem, aimed to orientate designers, artisans, and businesses to nature. During today's press conference, Minister Achille Basilikin III highlighted the forum's significance in advancing the country's fashion industry, both nationally and internationally, while creating networking opportunities for local talent. The minister emphasized that the event will feature exhibitions, workshops, and prestigious Cameroon Creativity Awards, recognizing excellence in fields such as makeup, accessories, and photography. The forum will conclude with a grand fashion show. Amongst the participants in today's event were Spain's ambassador to Cameroon, as well as representatives from Côte d'Ivoire and France.
The paramount ruler of Bangui in the Ndei division of the West region has mobilized members of the elite base in France to acquire a mini solar system for the Balue Integrated Health Center. Kinge Angelapa has the details.
The chief of the Balue Integrated Health Center, Gupsu Josien, suggests that the sustainable energy system from the solar panels will preserve vaccines and improve healthcare services. We will now have a reliable energy supply for vaccine preservation. Moreover, women will now give birth in much better conditions. The representative of the Association of Children of the Ndei, Richard Nana Wanang, states that the initiative is in line with the visions of President Paul Biya.
We are trying to give back to Cameroon and Department of Ndei to bring financial or technical help at this point and satisfy with the work that was done.
The paramount ruler of the people of Bangwa, His Royal Highness Njampu Chachwang Anik Juliu, used the occasion to solicit for more of such development initiatives.
We profit from this occasion to send a word of appeal to all sons and daughters of Bangwa to bring on board their own contribution for the development of our village.
The occasion, chaired by the senior divisional officer of the Ndei, Auguste Esomba, was an opportunity to request for qualified health personnel in the hospital. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bangwa.
And in sports, the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon this afternoon separated on a 1-1 draw with the Brave Warriors of Namibia in Johannesburg, South Africa, in their fifth game in the campaign to the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations to take place in Morocco. CRTV's special envoy to the match is Simon Lyonga.
A tight game for the Indomitable Lions, who were playing for the first time without three starters of the Mark Brice system since he took over, coupled with the inability to have a full team training session ahead of the game, and the effects were seen from the start of the game. Martin Ongla was almost lost in midfield. Ivan Neyu, in his comeback, wasn't the firebrand player for club, while the attacking duo of Vincent Boubacar and Frank Magri kept stepping on each other's heels. For the first time, coach Mark Brice made five substitutions, with some promising youngsters sent into the arena to begin their baby steps in top-notch football. Patrick Soko showed clear signs of a future striker for Cameroon, while Josh Nkudu clearly showed that he was a winger with a place in the Team Cameroon. Despite a huge edge over their opponents on the log of statistics, the Brave Warriors were the most dangerous, coming close to scoring on many occasions, actions that were either thwarted by the vigilance of Andre Onana or twice by the goalpost. At full-time, it was no goal on either side, with the coach blaming the slow gait of his team on administrative difficulties before the journey to South Africa, as well as a lack of adequate training with his entire team. The boys travelled back for perhaps a better preparation ahead of their last game in the campaign against the Warriors of Zimbabwe in Yaounde. In the post-match presser, the coach was clear he has 4 days to prepare for that game, the last before they head to Morocco to be part of the Pan-African football movement for the 22nd time. For now, the team still tops Group J ahead of the game Zimbabwe versus Kenya. From Johannesburg, Simon Leonga on special assignment for CRTV News.
And that brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiku.